We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Say you don't know me. I'll recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight.
You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I am honored to welcome into the studio today the Chief of the Hastings Police Department, David Wilsky. Chief Wilsky, welcome to KDWA.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
We were getting ready for this show, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things going on at the police department and for the city coming up. But you were saying that the department has been very, very busy over these past few days and leading up to summer, getting things ready. We're in the middle of Police Week, and the department is just a hive of activity, I understand.
You know, it sure is. Monday, Dakota County was able to participate in a wreath laying up at the Capitol for Police Week, and we honored Officer Albert Jacobson, who was killed in the line of duty in 1894. And interestingly enough, we had open house for Police Week at our police department on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and some of his family members located some of his old police items.
Right.
And they were brass knuckles and like a sap baton, and they brought them in. Just fascinating how law enforcement was back in the days. I don't know that they used brass knuckles, but it's a great piece of history, and they donated those to the police department.
So. I'm going to say those brass knuckles were probably confiscated from a ne'er-do-well.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I have confiscated the same thing over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we've been busy, and we're doing Cop on a Rooftop for Special Olympics on Friday.
Right.
So I encourage your listeners to come out and support us.
Yep. Police Week is important to build the community between the residents of a community and the people that enforce the laws of the community. It's not an adversarial relationship, as people might tend to think, or the stereotype is. It's very much a cooperative effort between all the parties involved. The other nice thing that I remember about the officer that you had just honored up at the Capitol is that one of the items the family donated back to the city was his actual police badge. I believe it's badge number 3. Is that correct?
That is correct. And we commemorated that with our retro squad car that was built last year,
mm-hmm.
that has the bubble gum on top of it, and
right.
It's an operational squad. Yeah, that badge number 3 is on the door.
Yeah. And the retro car is used by the community service officer, or the school resource officer, I understand. So it's seen around the district buildings and things like that?
Yes, currently. And it will be placed back into the patrol rotation here in a couple more weeks.
All right. What are some of the criteria for that kind of thing? We want to put it in this area for a while and then move it around, or is there a specific rotation that you work on?
Well, our thinking, you know, with the retro squad car was some visibility up at the schools. We thought the kids would get a kick out of it. But
mm-hmm.
routinely, when we get a new car in, we will assign that to the school resource officer so that it doesn't get high miles right away.
Oh, sure.
And so that's kind of our cycle for our fleet, is that a new car goes up to the schools.
And I know the retro car has, you mentioned, the cherry picker or the bubblegum machine on the top. Does it all have the hand crank siren on sitting out the window too?
No, we couldn't find a hand crank siren, but that would be great if we could.
I'm just kidding. It's good to have some of the tie to the past there. You mentioned also for Police Week that you are putting a cop on a rooftop, and I believe that's up at Dunkin' Donuts. And that's not just for police work. There's another tie-in there. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, law enforcement has always been a big supporter of Special Olympics,
mm-hmm.
and this is one of the programs that they have, the Cop on a Rooftop, and it's to raise money for the foundation. And so I will be up there 6 in the morning trying to raise funds, and I really encourage people to come by. We are also participating in the Torch Run, which is June 21st. So I will be biking up from Rochester to Hastings, stopping in communities along the way and having officers run the torch.
Now, how long is that bike ride going to take, do you suppose?
Yeah, we leave about 7:30, and we'll roll into town about 5 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
In my younger days, I would have considered something like that, but I think that's a little bit beyond my capabilities at this point. And are you doing fundraising that people can contribute to for either the Cop on the Rooftop or the Torch Run?
Let me clarify, fundraising. Well, that is our fundraising event,
right,
for that. And then the officers contribute money out of their own pocket for the Torch Run.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you can't accept monetary donations just from the general public. I believe we talked about that recent or another time, too, depending on the context.
Yeah, we can for Cop on a Rooftop.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely can. And
okay.
We'll always take sponsorships if people want to sponsor us for running and riding. It goes to a great cause. We're always trying to support Special Olympics and the Sharks in our community.
All right. So those are some of the things, the community outreach things that the police department is being involved in. There are also considerations for resident safety in town and making sure that laws are upheld and abided by. A new feature in town right now are the spin scooters that people are seeing around town, and you wanted to discuss that a little bit with our listeners.
Yeah, I just want to remind the listeners that you have to be 18 years or older to rent and ride a spin scooter. Must wear a helmet, or helmets are encouraged.
Right.
But if it could be the law, that would be a great thing, just to protect the riders. And you have to follow the same laws as bicycles. What that means is you can ride the scooters in bike lanes, on paths, and trails unless signs prohibit that, and you should ride as close as safely possible to the right-hand side of the road. It is also illegal to ride with more than one person on a scooter, and you always must yield to pedestrians. And one other thing that I would request is when you're done with your ride on the scooter, make sure that you keep it out of pathways for handicapped individuals on sidewalks. Make sure there's a path so that wheelchairs can get by, and prop them up so that it looks nice for our community, so they're not just laying around.
All right. And have there been any issues so far this year with the scooters at all, or how they're being used or placed afterwards?
I have not received any complaints. Just encourage people not to ride on sidewalks, especially down in our historic district, because mm-hmm. those scooters go pretty quick. And we don't want to have a conflict with a pedestrian and a scooter.
All right. I know there were some issues when we had the bird scooters, I believe that was last year. For whatever reason, they started ending up in Vermilion Falls. I know there were a few of them that were rescued out of the river there, and we haven't had anything like that so far this year.
I have not received any reports that they made their way into the water, but that could happen.
Yeah, well, I hope not, because I think it's a nice service. It gets people around, and it used correctly could be very beneficial for Hastings.
I agree.
One of the other things that is a constant issue in town also, you were talking as we're getting ready about noise complaints, especially motor vehicles, tractor trailers coming down 61, going north on Vermilion using their engine brakes, coming down the hill, things like that. What's the current policy for the police department and the community?
Well, that's a really interesting question, because especially on 316, we've received a lot of complaints for trucks coming into town and they're jake braking, otherwise known as engine braking.
Mm-hmm.
And we did reach out to the state. They are going to post a sign out in that part of town. As trucks are coming in, they will see the sign that says noise, vehicle noise.
Laws enforced,
yeah. Thank you for that.
Always willing to help out.
I was trying to get verbatim what the sign said, and I couldn't remember. It is not installed yet, but once that's up there, that will give us a little bit more teeth to enforce that. So for any of your listeners that are out there that might be driving truck, just be respectful of the homeowners and businesses as you're coming into town or leaving town, and try and keep the vehicle noise down to a minimum.
Being an old truck driver, I used to drive through town many times a night. I understand the idea of using it going north on 61, coming down from 10th Street down to downtown. it's a good safety measure to keep vehicles from wanting to run away. But on 316 coming into town, I really don't see the need for it there. That's pretty level ground. And if drivers could reduce their usage on that stretch, it would probably be very beneficial.
I agree. And I've also received a couple of complaints as people are headed southbound out of town. They get through that roundabout and they feel like they have to get up to speed in the shortest amount of time. And so they're really getting on the gas. And gas prices aren't coming down. So just keep that in mind when you're when you're getting on the gas.
All right. And another issue, and we're going through these quick, I understand that, but our time is limited, is that there has been an uptick in vehicle thefts for certain models of vehicles. So the Hastings Police Department is beginning a kind of a program to help owners of these vehicles secure their vehicles. Tell me about that, please.
Yeah, and I'm sure your listeners have heard in the news, specifically Kias and Hyundais are being stolen on a continual base, especially in Minneapolis and St. Paul and other major cities across the country. So Kia and Hyundai offered a steering wheel lock to police departments if they were interested, and we were. So we took in 200 of these steering wheel locks. Now, we gave out probably 75 the other night at the police open house to Kia and Hyundai owners. So if you are an owner of one of those vehicles and are concerned about theft in your area where you live, feel free to stop by the police department, and we will give you a steering wheel lock for free.
Okay. And I believe that the uptick in those thefts has to do with something on social media. I've kind of not really delved into it, but, you know, it was a TikTok thing, I believe, where they were, this is how you can do it. You know, they get all these kind of videos. So be aware, and if you have one of those vehicles and you want one, come on down to the station.
Well, and along those lines, even if you're not a Kia and a Hyundai owner, just remember that don't make it easy for those that are out there trying to steal your items. So make sure you lock up your valuables. Make sure you don't have things visible in your vehicle when you're away from your vehicle, even if it's in your driveway. Overnight, people, we get complaints all the time. People are seen on Ring cameras coming up and trying doors and looking for valuables. So just keep that in mind as we come into summer.
And another issue that was big in town last year, I don't know if it still is, but there used to be a lot of reports of catalytic converter theft. How is that trending in town right now?
Yeah, that's trending down, which is great to hear. So there have been some key arrests throughout the metro area, which we've been a part of in some of those. So that is trending down, and the legislators are looking at that as well to make sure they can try and enact some laws, making it more difficult to sell those parts.
Right. Is there still any kind of converter identification program? I think the Dakota County Sheriff's Office was involved, where you could get your converter marked. That way it would be harder or easier to trace if it were stolen.
Correct, and we participated in that program as well. We haven't had anyone come in some time, but there are some dealerships in town that are willing to put those serial numbers, if you will, on the catalytic converter. That's still not a guarantee it's not going to be stolen, but it's easier to, if we do find a stolen one and it has that serial number, we can track it back to the owner.
Right, and that was the purpose of the program, to match the converter to that particular vehicle. I think also the law that has been worked up on the Capitol has to do with people bringing converters to recyclers. You have to be able to prove that it's your converter, and you can't bring like multiples unless they're from multiple vehicles that you own.
That's exactly right. And if there's a company out there that's willing to take them and pay top dollar for them, you know, that's going to entice the thieves to keep taking them. So we have to address that issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on then, I have a note here about community engagement, and I know that your community engagement officer, Officer Ranowski, is doing a fabulous job already, but there were some information that you'd like to share with the public on that.
Yeah, Whitney does a great job.
She does.
She's known throughout the community, and she's busy this year. You know, she did a great job with the open house. I do have to throw a shout-out to our Public Safety Advisory Commission as well.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job. They cooked up hundreds of hot dogs for our community members and our citizens. We also, like I mentioned, we have the cop on a rooftop. We're involved in the Pride Parade on June 3rd. We'll be escorting that parade.
Okay.
Special Olympics Torch Run, which I mentioned, on June 21st. Then we have Rec Arts and Police which is a joint effort with the Parks Department. That is on June 28th, July 12th, July 26th, August 9th, and August 23rd.
And I understand from Officer Ranowski, last year that program was very popular with the middle school students. That's their target audience, right?
Yeah, very successful, and we're hoping to get more kids this year in the community. We also have the 4th of July parade. We're going to participate in that this year.
Nice.
And National Night Out on August 1st. And this is in addition to Rivertown Days, Rivertown Live,
right.
Gobblegate. So we're busy.
It's the busier you are, the busier it gets, I think, sometimes. Which brings us to an interesting segue, because as you are busy and things stay busy, it's not a bad thing that you want, need, or looking for some assistance. You have some openings on the force. I think you have like a community service officer opening, and what other openings are there?
Yeah, we, like many departments throughout the country, are looking for good candidates that will fit in good with the community. We recently hired Officer Carter Gorney. He's been with us for a couple of weeks. Very excited. He's got a lot of energy, and he's been a good addition to the police department. I'm happy to report we have two other candidates that are in the background process right now. It's a very stringent background process to be hired as a police officer. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that everything goes well with that and we can make them an offer. And we just had our community service officer, Sean Glancy, start on Monday, which was great. You know, I'm hearing from some community members that we used to have a community service officer a long time ago. But for all practical purposes, we're saying it's our first one. So
okay.
Sean is leading the way, and it's been his first week. He will be part-time, but you'll see him out in the community, and he'll be assisting us with moving equipment around, bringing vehicles to fleet, maybe sitting on traffic tows, traffic stops, things of that nature. So we're very excited to have him as well.
So if there are community members out there who may be qualified or want to learn more about becoming either a community service officer or a sworn officer, how do they get that information?
They can just go to the City of Hastings website and look for employment opportunities. We're also always looking for good reserves. And although it's not a paid position, it's an opportunity to give back to the community and work with law enforcement. And the reserves really enjoy their time serving.
Okay. We are just about out of time. We did cover a lot of ground, and I appreciate the time that you've been able to give for us, Chief Wilski. I would like to thank my guest for this segment, David Wilski, who is the chief of the Hastings Police Department. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Mike.
You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
Need